Ow.
Hello? Oh, hi, Joanna. How's everything going in Spain? Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, everything's going okay here. Just a bit frustrated. I just started making a video and then a cat jumped out of the bushes and scratched me. Yeah, it ruined my video. So I had to start the video again from scratch. I need some cake to cheer me up. No, I'm not going to go to the store and buy some cake. I'll just make a cake from scratch. Yeah. Joanna, just see some people spying on me. Better run. Have a great day in Spain. All right, bye. Hey guys, didn't see you spying on me there. So I was just telling my friend Joanna that a cat jumped out of the bushes, scratched me. Scratched my hand, and so I had to start the video again from scratch. Do you know what that means? From scratch. If you have to do something from scratch, that means you have to start at the beginning, at the very beginning, right? So and then I told her I'm going to bake a cake to cheer myself up. I'm gonna bake it from scratch. Okay, so if you make a cake from scratch, or anything, cookies, or if you're making something from scratch, that means you're doing it just from the beginning by yourself with the raw ingredients. Okay, so if you make a cake from scratch, that means you buy all the ingredients, right? Flour, eggs, milk, whatever else the cake calls for. You know, you can buy those cake mixes, like a box of cake mix, you know, chocolate cake or whatever, and you add maybe like two ingredients, like maybe an egg and some milk, and then you bake it. That's not really baking a cake from scratch. Okay, if you really want to make it from scratch, you got to go and buy all the raw ingredients. Okay, so raw ingredients are just the most basic, you know, basic ingredients like eggs, milk, cocoa powder. If it's a chocolate cake, right? Maybe some cocoa powder, whatever else, baking soda, baking powder, that kind of stuff. All right, so that's what it means, from scratch. Do you like baking things from scratch? Most of the time I cook food, you know, when I cook, I just cook things from scratch. I rarely eat, you know, microwave dinners. You can buy those, like, you know, microwavable dinners, or, you know, those like pre-made, pre-mixed salads and stuff like that. If I'm going to make a salad, I just make it myself. I don't buy like a pre-made salad from a store. That's just me. I like to do things from scratch. So if you start something from scratch, you know, you do it from the very beginning. So give me an example. Tell me something you've done from scratch. What have you ever started from scratch? Did you ever start doing something and then it like fell apart and then you had to start doing it again? You know, a common thing that people experience is if their computer or their phone dies, if something happens, their hard drive gets corrupted or something, and they lose something they were working on. You know, maybe you were writing a book on your computer and your computer dies and you didn't, you know, save it somewhere online, or you didn't have any backup copies, then you have to start again from scratch. All right, that is so frustrating. Man, that's frustrating. So let me know in the comments. That's happened to me so many times where, you know, I've lost things I'm working on because, I mean, it's just a life of a YouTuber. If you work with technology, if technology is a part of your life, you have so many stories of, you know, of failed technological devices where you're trying to do something. Like, for example, with making videos for me, you know, very often I try to make a video, something happens with my computer, and I lose the video. Then I have to make a video again, or I have to start editing it again. Maybe I finished editing it, something happens, and then I have to start again editing it from the beginning. You know, it's just frustrating, right? So anyway, so that's what it means from scratch. Guys, look at this nice river. Isn't that gorgeous? And I hear a plane somewhere up there in the clouds, ruining my video. Guess I'll have to start this video from scratch, eh? Yeah, anyway, so let me know your examples, guys. Sometimes it can be kind of funny but frustrating. Yeah, so that's the word scratch. So if an animal scratches you, or a human, you know, if someone scratches you, you know, that's hurts, but it doesn't need to be a kind of a violent thing. You know, maybe you like it if someone kind of scratches your head, you know, that feels good, right? If someone gives you a kind of a head massage and they use their nails a little bit and it's kind of scratch, that feels good. Or if someone scratches your back, right, that feels good. So scratching can be a good thing. So yeah, that's the most common use of the word scratch. If something is done from scratch, it means from the beginning, from the very beginning, with the basic tools or the basic ingredients. But the word scratch can have some other meanings too. Like for example, if you write something down really quickly, you could say, yeah, I just scratched a few notes. For example, if you're on the phone and someone's telling you some information, you can say, just hang on, let me grab a pen and scratch down a few notes. Okay. So that can be another meaning of the word scratch. Scratch can also mean to erase something. You know, like if someone says, oh, scratch that idea. You know, let's say you're in a meeting. Guys, it's just a bit windy. Maybe I'm gonna go try to hide in these trees so that doesn't ruin the audio of my video. So yeah, if you're in a meeting and, you know, maybe you have an idea, you know, hey, we should do that. And then you think, oh wait, actually, no, that's not a good idea. Scratch that idea, guys. I didn't think about it very much. I was just thinking out loud. If you're thinking out loud, that means you're just kind of talking and thinking at the same time. And maybe then you realize, oh wait, no, that doesn't work. Yeah, forget that idea. Scratch that idea. Scratch. So that's another meaning of scratch. To scratch also has maybe some other more not very common meanings. Like for example, to scratch a record. If you know, like you know, like in music, if a DJ, you know, if you're at like a club, I don't know, I never go to clubs, but I imagine if you're in a club somewhere and someone's got that, you know, if a DJ is kind of doing like that, that's called scratching, right? So it kind of makes that sound, that sound, that's scratching. So yeah, you can use the word in that way. What other ways? I think that's it, guys. Like I said, the most common one is this. If you scratch with your, or an animal scratches you or something. But we often use the, you know, the words from scratch. That's a very common thing, to start from the beginning. Okay, so like I said, I gave you the examples of if your computer dies and you have to start your project again from scratch. Or if you bake a cake from scratch, you know. So that's a good word to use. Like native English speakers would use that. So instead of saying from the beginning, or I have to start this again, it would be better if you want to take your English up a notch, right? Up a notch means if you want to improve it a little bit, right? Then it would be better to use the words from scratch. So guys, scratch a comment down scratch just means handwriting. It doesn't mean typing. So you can't really scratch a comment down there because you're going to be typing on your phone or your keyboard, right? So that doesn't really work. But if you want to scratch me a note, scratch a note and send it over my way. That'd be great. Anyway, that's all I wanted to teach you guys today. Thank you so much for joining me in this video. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. Wow, look at this. Wouldn't you love to live in a house like that over across the river there? Man, those houses must be like millions of dollars. Nice river view. Here's a nice riverbank here. Some nice stones along the riverbank. And yep, that's it, guys. Well, stay safe wherever you are. Stay happy, stay healthy. Hope this video finds you well. And hope you're nice and chipper today. Chipper means you're happy, kind of in a joyful mood. If you're chipper, it means you're upbeat. You know, you're kind of enthusiastic, excited about life. So hope you guys are chipper, in a chipper mood. And I'll bid you farewell from the beautiful Canadian wilderness. All right, take care, and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Bye.